came up. Okay. It rolls. Yeah, I'm being a little facetious now. I'll quit that now.
Okay.
No, the sun.
It rolls. Okay, fair. Now let's see. Today is Friday.
Right.
Okay. So Friday is today, and so Thursday was
yesterday,
and Saturday will be
tomorrow.
Okay. If a person is leaving, not this coming Sunday, but the next, you say he'll be leaving.
Next Sunday.
Okay. Would you ever use the expression Sunday week?
Oh, yeah.
And what would that mean?
That would mean this coming Sunday week.
Oh, you mean Sunday a week from this coming Sunday. Okay. And if somebody...
Because next Sunday to me would be this coming Sunday.
Next Sunday you mean would be day after tomorrow.
That's right.
And then the Sunday after
that. But Sunday week would be Sunday after that.
Okay. Let's see. Now, how would you refer to not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before that?
Sunday gone.
Uh-huh. Would you ever use Sunday week to refer to past time, or is that always future time?
No, I'd say either last Sunday or Sunday gone.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you ever use an expression that means a two-week period of time?
No. If you use Fortnite around here, a lot of people would know what you're talking
about. Uh-huh. Okay. Let's see, if you want to know the time, what would you ask someone?
What time is it?
And what's this?
That's watch.
Okay. If it's 30 minutes after 7 o'clock, then it's...
7:30.
Okay, and what's an expression with half in it? It means the same thing, half. What?
Half an hour.
No, I mean, if it's 7:30, you can say 7:30 or it's half. Aren't you familiar with that?
Half past
seven?
Half past seven. Yeah, sure, half past seven. But I don't think people use that around here, half past seven.
They say 7:30 then.
Now they'll say half. There's a group of that meets, say, at 10 o'clock for coffee. And something they're going to do after the coffee, they'll say, I'll meet you at half past coffee time. And so it would be whatever time they've been used to having coffee, and noon would represent the half past coffee time.
Uh-huh.
It would be half past an event.
I see. But they wouldn't use it referring to just pure time.
No, I got seriously, if you would walk up down the street and ask a question expecting that answer, you wouldn't get it.
Okay. What's another way of saying 10:45?
Quarter
away. Okay. Let's see, 1967 was last year, and 1968 is
this year.
Okay. We're talking about the age of a child. He was born in 1965, so now he is talking about his age. And he was born
in 1965,
uh-huh.
And he'd be five today.
Uh-uh. He's born in 1965.
Oh, I see.
So how old is he?
He'd be 3 years old today.
Uh-huh. If something happened on this day in 1967, it happened when?
This year. Last year.
Okay. Now there's another way of saying it besides last year. You say it happened exactly?
1 year ago.
Now, how would you describe today? What kind of day is this?
Pretty day.
Okay.
If it's been raining, but now the clouds are blowing away and the sun is beginning to come out, you'd say the weather is what?
Fair enough.
And if the opposite thing is happening, really? The sky is getting dark and rain or snow is expected, what would you say?
Cloud now.
Wouldn't be snow down here, though, would it?
No,
snow. Let's see. What do you call a heavy rain that doesn't last long?
Potter shower. Potter shower. F-O-D-D-E-R.
A potter shower. Now, you almost said something else. What was the other thing you almost said?
Gully washer.
A gully washer? Well, is there a difference between a potter shower?
Yeah.
What's the
difference? A potter shower. You ever heard this saying that when it's raining while the...